Here I will be explaining you the complete concept behind artificial intelligence. It is one of the most advanced technology in today's era. It is a field which combines CS and robust database for problem solving. It is concerned with building smart machines capable of performing tasks that typically require human intelligence. So what do I mean by that? Artificial intelligence systems can perform tasks completely associated with human cognitive functions. AI typically learn how to do so by processing massive amount of data. These are two kinds of AI. One it is of strong AI and another it is of weak artificial intelligence. Strong AI typically known as artificial general intelligence and weak AI typically known as artificial narrow intelligence. Strong AI, it is a machine that can solve problems it has never been trained to just work on. I just solve those problems on its own. For example, we just see lots of movies. So those strong AI just used in those movies to solve the problem on its own. It is typically a machine with human level intelligence. So next it is a weak AI which operates within the limited context and it is stimulation of human intelligence applied to a narrowly defined problem. Weak AI generally don't predict it, use unsupervised learning. So for example, transcribing human speech or curating content on a website. So our examples of weak AI which include self-driving cars, Netflix, Google search, etc. You might see some kind of Tesla cars like this uses weak artificial intelligence to just guess the next move of the vehicle. So next it is a machine learning. It is a subfield of artificial intelligence that focus on the development of algorithm. So and statistically model that enable computers to learn and make predictions or decisions without being explicitly programmed. It involves training algorithm on large databases to identify patterns and relationships, and then using these patterns to make predictions or decisions about new data. Machine learning generally just learns from the previous data. For example, if we just show an image, it just learns from those images and it just predicts what kind of image it is. So on that basis, machine learning is used. Machine learning is used in too many smartphones and also deep learning. It is also used in Apple iPhones and it is also used in too many smartphones to predict what comes next. For example, like SOS Save Our Ship uses deep learning and machine learning concepts to improve human nature. So deep learning on the other hand is a subset of machine learning that uses neural network with multiple layers to analyze complex patterns and relationships in data. So deep learning is inspired by the structure and function of the human brain and has been successfully and it is used in variety of tasks such as natural language processing, speech recognition and computer vision.